Yo, what's up, guys? It's your boy, Big Day Ludeski. Woo, clap it up, clap it up.
Okay. We got somebody who's too excited.
Too excited, man. Let's just tell them what's going on.
But for good reasons, good reasons.
Let's just tell them what's going on. Come on, what's going on, DJ Primetime?
My coach just walked in the room. Mm-hmm. And he surprised me. I just heard my name, and I just turned around, and then he just gave me this letter from Indiana State. So, yeah. I guess I'm finna open it up, brother. I opened it like an old man, I swear.
Man, hurry up, kids. Come on. I gotta do all this editing, bro. Hurry up.
You gotta do all this editing.
Okay. It says, congratulations on your outstanding 2022 track and field season. Your performance throughout the season was impressive. And we are excited to watch you in the future. The coaches have identified you as the athlete that could be the fit for our program at Indiana State University. And, that's mainly the stuff. It just talks about, like what they do and stuff like that.
So pretty much it's a letter of interest?
Yeah, offer.
Okay.
Yeah.
On the podcast. Oh, shit.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, they said
prime time.
Come on a visit anytime. I just got to contact them.
Hey, man, clap it up, man. Clap it up.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying? We in the old studio, so we gonna got the little...
The
little buttons and all that. But you know what I'm saying? We gonna show some real love today.
Yeah.
This ain't
artificial.
Yes, you know what I'm saying? So, hey. We already started off with another great episode of Bench Talk. You know what I'm saying? As y'all already know, we got Primetime, got JP, and today we got my boy Nezzo on.
Yo.
What's up with you, gangster?
Feeling good.
That's what I like to hear, man. How y'all day going, man?
It's going good. It's going real good.
Day going good.
You know, his day just got better.
And you talking to the mic, bro.
I'm talking into the mic now.
Man, you always be like,
dude, get to offer and act like he can't speak.
You know what I'm saying?
Get a little bit of shine and think he all that.
I don't like all that, bro.
Stop acting.
Nah,
Hollywood.
So you know what I'm saying?
How you feeling?
Hey, another day, another dollar, you know what I'm saying? Ready to go to practice, you know what I'm saying? Have another great day of practice. Another mental day getting prepared for NC this week. And, you know, I ain't gonna lie, the best part of practice on Thursdays be when you get done. You go get your jersey,
that'd be so good, bro.
But nah, man. So, you know what I'm saying? We got NC this week, you know, football-wise. Our girls' soccer team, they took a loss yesterday. You know what I'm saying? But they're going to bounce back. They're going to bounce back for sure. You know what I'm saying? And have our volleyball team played a game recently?
I think so. They had on their uniforms yesterday.
That was JV, though. That's a JV, I think. Oh no.
Cause I know somebody posted that they were at the game yesterday.
Yeah. Oh yeah, they did have a game yesterday.
I can check Twitter.
I remember because they had a game at Warren.
Because it was at NC.
No, they played.
It was NC.
They played New Pal.
It was NC. Or either they played NC the other day.
I don't know, bro. I just know they had a game. You know what I'm saying? Hopefully they got the dub. Congrats to them on their season opener win. JV and varsity, I think. Yep. You know what I'm saying? Big shout out to them. You know what I'm saying? But we got NC this week. You know, another tough task, but at the same time, you can't take them for lightly. You know what I'm saying? With them being 0-2, and they're in the mix. So, you know what I'm saying? Every mix game counts for us because, you know what I'm saying, one of our goals is win the mix. You know, so, Marion, how you feeling about tomorrow?
I'm feeling really good. I'm feeling great. It's going to be pretty. I'm going to say it's not going to be hard, but it's not going to be easy either.
I feel you.
Can't take your opponents lightly, but we're going to come out with that dub easy.
It ain't going to be like that Stony Brook game in middle school, boy.
We ain't going to speak on Stony Brook games in middle school, man. JP, what's it looking like for tomorrow, man? We got the live play-by-play?
Oh, yeah. Yep. 7 o'clock.
Hey, tap in with that, man. I already know we're going to find that out, man. And 91.1 WEDM.
That's the outro.
No, but I wanted to do it.
Better than I want to do it once.
Better than included.
Must be 18 or older.
No, but so Nizzo, yeah. You know what I'm saying? This is your first time being on the show. You've been in the room with us a lot of these times, but never actually on the show.
Yep.
So, like, what's your take on bench talk, man? Let me know something.
Like, what you want to know? Like,
how you feel about bench talk? You feel
your honest opinion.
I'm feeling
honest opinion.
Like, I'm feeling good about it. Like, you doing your thing, like, for sure. Not supported, bro.
Where would you rank it on podcasts? You know,
you got anything
is possible. Shout out them.
You got Fish Tank.
Shout out them.
You got Danger Zone.
Shout out them.
Cody.
You got Footy Talks.
Yeah, you got
shout
Footy Talks.
On the mat. Shout out to
you. You got Rellos. I don't know if it's still called Rellos World.
Yeah, I don't know.
No, it's called Beyond the Classroom.
Yeah, Beyond the Classroom.
Hey,
you got that.
Shout out him too.
Yeah, shout out.
Is there any more podcasts that we missing?
One more thing.
Yep, one more thing.
Yeah, that's one.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Oh, and on the porch.
Yeah. I've been on the porch. I'm on Bench Talk. I've been on
Fish Tank
and what's the other one called?
One More Thing.
Yeah, one more. No, I haven't been on there.
Oh, you haven't?
No, I don't think I have. Because what was the one we did with Nora?
It was a bunch of stuff.
Which one?
Like,
the games?
Yeah. It was that one game we had to do.
Was that Nora's?
Oh, with the letters?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was Nora's podcast?
That was our podcast. Okay. Yeah, I ain't gonna pick and choose and say which one my favorite because everybody doing their thing at the end of the day. They doing what they got to do. And yeah, I'm going to just support it at the end of the day because we still a whole classroom when it comes at the end of the day.
I like that answer. I like what I'm hearing today, man.
I like a lot of positivity going around, bro. You know what I'm saying? But no, man, hey, appreciate y'all. Hey, shout out to all the other people's podcasts, you know what I'm saying? You know, I'm trying to, it's not just about me and my podcast. It's about, you know what I'm saying, 91.1 WEDM, everybody. We know we're a group, we're a community. We all collab together, you know what I'm saying? I be on their podcast, they be on my podcast, all that, man. Shout out them. Go check out their podcast, 91.1 WEDM, or on the website, WEDMFM.com. Go check out theirs, you know what I'm saying? Tap in with theirs. They be having a lot of great content on there, all that.
Hey, speaking of collabs, meet Omarion, JP.
Oh, yeah.
We got a.
Hey,
they
man.
Got their own show, man. So yeah, really go tap in.
A 3-hour show at that.
3 hours.
3 hours. I got to go tap in with their show for real,
six,
man.
6, 7, 8. Get it right.
Hey, did y'all ever figure out your name for it?
Yeah, Boy Story.
The Boy Story. Hey, go. Hey, 6 to 9 on 91.1 WEDM. And go tap in on the Boy Story for real. Check it out. It's going to be a lot of laughs.
Yeah, man. Monday through Friday.
Will I ever make an appearance on there?
Yeah.
Nah, for real, man. Go check out all this stuff, man, for real. But were y'all at the game? Were you at the game?
No, I wasn't at the game.
What were you doing on Friday that you couldn't be at the game?
Bro, I had to put in applications, bro.
You feel me? You can't be mad at brother. He trying to get that money, bro. I put in
like 3 applications. Then I had to study my driver's test.
Ooh.
Then I was looking at what I need for my ID.
Nah, he was doing all that.
I was most definitely doing that.
Now, did this stuff just turn off?
No, it's still on.
No, because like the word and all this stuff has disappeared.
Oh, that's cool. That's what it does. It's like lights, like.
Once you touch a button, they all cut right back.
Like Boy, so you know I'm new still a little bit. Look at this. Oh, speaking on the porch, you know what I'm saying? Veil, Teeth, man, they just walked past. Shout out them. Shout out to them guys.
They walk in the studio.
Never mind.
Oh, wow.
Hey.
We was just talking about on the porch, you know what I'm saying? Shout out.
Hey, listen on the porch, man.
They podcast, all that stuff.
You interrupting they stuff, bro. We got
to
go.
Nah, they were sounding. Oh, yeah, they were sounding. So, hey, we do got to leave, though. Hey, this bitch talk, right?
You know it.
Hey, tap in the bench talk, man.
Hey, man, you know, them, though, you feel me, the more experienced kids of the class, you know what I'm saying? They be having a podcast for a couple of years, but you know what I'm saying? I'm coming for this, but I'm coming. We getting them plaques this year. Speaking of plaques, you know what I'm saying? Sports can be competitive, but hey, explain to me what that is, because I didn't know radio was this competitive.
All right, look,
you know
last year, Isaiah, he had 2 plaques.
I remember that.
I think it was...
Best broadcaster in the state, or best play-by-play analyst in the state.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and then I don't remember what the other one was for. I think it was for Off the Cuff.
Yeah, I think it was for his podcast.
Yeah.
So he
how you win the podcast thing?
So what Cash told me was he said each class gets 2 nominations for like each category.
Mm-hmm.
So like say for like best podcast, it could be like you, it could be like Bench Talk and On the Porch, or like On the Porch and Anything Is Potable,
mm-hmm.
like that. And then for like there's like one for best on air personality.
Uh-huh.
So like with that, pretty much it could really be like our show, but like only like 2 of us might get it, since it's like a 3-person show.
Oh, okay, okay.
So like it could be like Omarion and I forgot his name.
Forgetting the name is
it could be
crazy.
It could be Primetime and Nezo, me and Nezo, me and Primetime, me and Rick. You know, it depends. He don't do his work.
It depends how you doing.
Okay.
Hey man, shout out Rick, man. He become clutch with the Brownies.
Yeah,
it could go to like somebody else that don't even go here. It could go to like anybody in first and second.
Nah,
period.
We getting that, man. You know what I'm saying?
We definitely get best podcast.
We definitely getting best podcast.
Shout out to Isaiah Hoffman for winning them 2 plaques last year, though.
Shout out him.
Nah, 2 plaques.
Doing great things at Ball State.
2 plaques.
Or is it IU East?
IU East.
I said Ball State. My fault, Isaiah. My fault.
Nah, but I didn't know, you know what I'm saying, radio could be this competitive, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it really can.
This kind of helped. You know what I'm saying? With competing in life and all that stuff. That go cool for real.
I think that's why Matthew stay on us about that show prep.
Yeah. Boy, show prep.
Come on, guys.
Got that show prep done?
Show prep. Donkey. Nah, but so you know what I'm saying? Today, it starts off the college football season. You know what I'm saying? Purdue plays Penn State today.
Ooh. Glad to see that.
I know Eastern Michigan plays this Friday, tomorrow. And I know Kent State plays in like 2 or 3 days, and all that stuff too. So what y'all take on that? Like, who y'all thinking going? You feel me? Win that natty?
I don't know. I have to see the first week of games, see who got that dog in them for real.
Okay.
So I'll have to wait. I'll have to wait for that.
I say based off of first like. Mentions. Who is it again? East Michigan, Purdue.
Eastern Michigan's playing tomorrow. Purdue plays today. They play, I think they play Saturday, too. Yeah, they play Saturday. They play Saturday. And Kent State and them, they play on this Saturday, too, I believe. A lot of teams first
games. Do you know who Purdue
Saturday.
Is playing?
Penn State.
Who's, East Michigan playing?
I gotta go look again. They sent me a game to invite for Friday, but you know what I'm saying? I got a game myself. So
it's Purdue and Penn State?
Yeah.
Ooh. That should be a good game.
It should.
Be a really good game.
Well, I don't know, honestly, you know what I'm saying? They lost a big part of their offense and defense. You know what I'm saying? Their best 2 players graduated and went off to the NFL. So
yeah.
We should see how Purdue.
Ooh, true.
But Purdue did get a good transfer. And Tracy, you know what I'm saying? He was a really good receiver at Iowa.
Yeah.
They still got Brock Thompson. And so they got that quarterback. So it should be a nice little showing of what they end up doing there. You know what I'm saying? But
I'm going to go on a bold pick and say Penn State.
I wouldn't be surprised if Penn State ends up pulling that off. You know what I'm saying? I'm pretty sure they got a lot of talent. You know what I'm saying? They have a really good corner. Hey, he went to Cass Tech up in Detroit, you know what I'm saying, a couple years ago. He got a really good corner. They got a really good receiver that I went to a couple camps with. You know what I'm saying? They got a 4-star receiver in him. Don't know if he's going to be playing a lot, but I know he's in that mix, you know what I'm saying? So that should really be, you know what I'm saying? Penn State got a lot of good recruits.
Yeah,
that should be cool. But I had a question. I just forgot it. Oh, my God. It just went right over my head. My phone is blowing up. Put that on D&D real quick.
Now, why you think you're a question, bro? I got a question, bro.
What's up?
Have you ever played a sport?
Yeah.
All right. Cool. So, like, not now, but, like, when you were playing sports. Yeah. Like, I don't know how young you were. So, like, with y'all two, like, currently now, like, what's, like, what do y'all do on, like, y'all off time, really? Like, I know we cover this topic a lot, but, like.
Man, off time, I'm either working to get better, honestly, or I'm honestly, everything I really do prepares me to be a better athlete in my off time. It's like, if I'm not doing schoolwork or practicing, it's either taking care of my body or training or doing something that can help me get better with my sport, honestly. You know what I'm saying? When they say eat, sleep, and breathe, this athlete lifestyle, that's what I really try to devote majority of my time to. But if I'm not, I'm chilling with the guys, with the gang, you know what I'm saying? I'm kicking it with them, having a good time. Still trying to be like a kid with this stuff too at the same time, balance that young man business life with that kid and still having fun with type of life.
You're not trying to grow up too fast.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So that's how I try to spend my time, like free time, I guess, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. What about you, Prompton?
For the most part, I just need my rest. Like to get my head out of the water, to like just relax and not think about what's going on later or the next time. Like I just do that to like just help myself mentally prepare for the next day. So mostly I just relax. I don't even like watch TV. I just sit there, really. I just relax. But other than that, I watch film, hang out with my friends, and that's really about it for me. That's all I really do.
When I was playing sports, off time I either be sleep.
Like now.
You do that now. I'm surprised he ain't went to sleep.
Hey, I ain't gonna lie, bro. It was a couple of times we was doing a podcast in here, and like we'd up and look up at the chairs, and Nezzo be gone. I'm talking about, he'd be like, just knocked out, bro.
But yeah, I either be sleep or chilling, helping my moms out or something around the house, or yeah, I just sit there, play the game till I'm tired, really.
Yeah, mom is key, man.
Nah, for real, appreciate
you. Gotta take care of her.
You know what I'm saying? Bro, I cannot remember the question I had to ask.
You still ain't like that. Came to...
It be like that.
You, bro, it's one of them days.
Yeah, it's like one of them good questions, too, God, boy.
You I like, hate that.
It was you don't remember it till you home, not around nobody,
right,
bro.
I'm like, oh, my God.
You're like, let me put that in my notes. You like, I'm gonna put that in my notes.
Then when you remember,
still don't put it in your notes.
Then when you remember it, it be at the wrong time.
Yeah,
it be
at the wrong time in the wrong situation. Where like, you know you ain't gonna be able to tell them for like hours.
You like, bruh.
Man,
bro. Dang, we already been on for 18 minutes.
Dang.
Nothing like that. Hey, but you know what I'm saying? We're gonna keep on going, keep on flowing. So you know what I'm saying? All right, so like I got a question for y'all now.
Yeah. Is that real?
Mm-hmm. That's the question good. I had at first, but still it's a question. So like locker room vibe, like how would you, well, Mario, I know you experienced that now, but JP, what are you waiting? Like, I mean, not waiting, but like, what are you expecting? You know what I'm saying? Because we talked about you playing, running track this year.
Yeah.
So what are you expecting from locker room vibe this upcoming season? You know what I'm saying? How you think that's going to be, what that's going to be like?
Well, knowing the people that I know who run track, you know, like Prime Tom, David, Joe. I think Joe. Well, Joe?
No.
I could have sworn he ran track.
Yeah, no.
There's like some like other friends. I got Tiana, Taylor, Mikey.
Hey, shout out Mikey. You just came back from injury, you know what I'm saying?
Shout out Mikey.
This week. Expecting, you know, big things from Big Bro.
Them, you know, I've grown up with them. So it's like, you know, like that bond, like family.
That vibe.
Yeah. So I don't think it'll be too different from football, but honestly different because it'll be like girls involved and stuff. I think it'll just be like a big like family, you know.
Yeah, most definitely.
Okay.
Hey, practices do be fun, I swear. Like, it's never like boring. It's really not.
Bro, my thing is,
until you get to working.
My thing is with track, bro, I'm just not trying to do the stairs. I'm not trying to run up the
stairs. We don't even we have not done that, bro. We don't even do that, bro.
That's it. Yeah. Everything else, bro, hey, you feel me?
Like, we might, I don't know, like, if he gonna change stuff, but we have not ever ran stairs.
When do workouts start? Because I know Taylor and Tiana stay after school, bro, but I got works. I gotta work, bro.
It don't start till like, next spring, somewhere around that time. Oh, no, it actually starts, like, during the winter.
Kinda. Like, the indoor stuff?
Yeah, kind of.
Do you go? Do you be going?
Like once
after football.
Yeah, once all that stuff is over, I might take a little break.
Because I do know they be starting. Because I remember, I know they start like when like football start training again. Like, after we come back from, like, winter break. Because I remember freshman year, we started doing that before the pandemic hit. And I remember, like, everybody who played football, the coaches would be like, okay, well, this day, these days of the week, you go with track. And these days of the week, you come to the weight room and do your thing. So, but, I mean, with you being a senior, like, would you still, like, go with the football team to, like, work out and stuff? Or would you just stick to track since it's your senior year?
Mainly just stick to track, honestly.
So I got a question for you, Marion. Speaking of this work, like this workout thing, I know like track workouts and football workouts are like they have different regimens. So, like can you give me like a run through like how different, like how like you work out different muscles for track and how you will work out for football?
Okay. Well, okay. Mainly, I can say both of them are really mental, but the main mental one, it has to be track because it's all about mainly endurance. Especially like coming around that last stretch, like it's all right here, really. But like football is tiring. It's tiring, but it's not. But it's like in the end, you really see like how much you progressed, like from how weak you used to be and how you are now. Like after you like put in that work ethic. So like they're kind of the same, but it's less work put into track. It's a little bit less work put in the track, I can't say.
Okay. Like what I'm hearing, you know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying? Big game Friday. We on the road at North Central. Crazy thing is, last time we went there, our sophomore year, your freshman year.
Man, this is going to be crazy, man.
You just had to do that your freshman year.
Because he's in here on the podcast, you know what I'm saying?
Nah, but, hey.
Last time we went to North Central. We lost, you know what I'm saying? We had a bitter feeling in our mouths last time we played there. So, you know what I'm saying? We definitely got to go out there, go get our get back. You know what I'm saying? But can I get score predictions?
I'm going to say, well, because this will be out after, like this pod will be out after tomorrow. You know, y'all can give me some, y'all can like give scoop on like they film or whatever. So like what's their team looking like?
They got a really good receiver. You know what I'm saying? 3-star Purdue commit.
Yo Island or?
Hey, if you come to the island, he come to the island. I ain't gonna say too much. Nah, he played a slot a little bit too. But, yeah, I mean, hopefully I get a chance to go. I mean, you know what I'm saying? I never back down from competition. You know what I'm saying? I like to do that. Like, as a coach Stacy says, the great corners always want to guard the best player. Always want the ball thrown at them. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So, hopefully I get the opportunity to show what I can do.
So, is he like they big – Is he like the biggest threat to y'all defense?
Definitely. They got a lot of athletes on their team, but they're younger. You know what I'm saying? Coaching wise,
which means like, they got a lot to prove.
Yeah, but coaching wise, I feel like we overpowered them in coaching. Like just knowledge of the game, we just beat them.
Yeah, discipline. Yeah.
Defensively, they got a really good DN. You know what I'm saying? And he got a lot of D1 offers. But with Marvis being out, and us moving Owen to center. We're going to see, like, a big test on our other guard, our other guys, you know what I'm saying, to see if they got what it takes to step up in big moments like that.
Can't wait to see it.
Be able to defend them, you know what I'm saying? They got a really athletic defense, a nice little safety, a nice little DB core back there. So, it's going to be another tough task with Keith, you know what I'm saying, him trying to bounce back. I mean, not really bounce back, but you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Can he repeat what he did last week?
Yeah.
Hey. Yep. So we really can't take the game for granted because, you know what I'm saying, a couple mistakes and this could easily turn into – it could easily become a close game if we're not on our A game. Yeah, so
I will say definitely don't – because I know a lot of people have been, like, trying to, like, overlook them.
Yeah, never.
So I definitely will say, man, don't do that. Because I remember we did that spring league freshman year when we played the Seminoles again.
And we lost.
Because we blew them out the first time we played them. I think that was our first game. And then we played them again. Lost.
Yeah.
So I definitely will say don't overthink it. Don't overlook them, you know.
Yeah, definitely.
But I say I give the score a cool 24-8.
Okay. What about you, Primetime?
Okay. I'm really confident in what we got going on. I feel like we really just going to blow them out. I'm not being cocky. I just feel like we're progressing.
In, handle business type.
Yeah, most definitely. That's what we do, man. But my score prediction really is gonna be like 50
Nah, I say 40 to, like, if they do score on us, it would be because a miss, like, some misconnection or, like.
A mental mistake.
Yeah, a little mental mistake. So I'll give them, like, 7 or 14. We got, like, 40.
Okay, mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, I kind of go around that.
That's a bold
prediction. Around that 40 range, you know what I'm saying? We can see, last week, we really saw what our offense can do, putting up 44 against Detroit King. And we didn't always score every drive, you know what I'm saying? We didn't always come out positive every drive that at least in that week.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We threw two picks.
How many scores came from defense that game?
One. Well, Detroit King scored a defensive play, and we got a defensive down too. You know what I'm saying? We threw two picks. We punched the ball a couple times. You know what I'm saying? We only scored one touchdown in the second half. So, like, first half, we really played well. But second half, we was kind of, like, slow, a little slow.
Yeah.
But you know what I'm saying? So, if we come out and produce what we should do, it should we should easily be able to put up 40 points again if we're all on the same accord, focused, locked in, same page, all that. Definitely. If we're clicking on all cylinders, I'll expect another blowout, honestly.
Yep.
What about you, Nizzo?
Huh?
Bruh, he ain't been listening not to one thing.
No, I heard y'all. I heard y'all the score.
He been over there thinking about 91.1 WEDF.
He ready to go to sleep. That's what he really did.
I'm ready to go to sleep.
He said, man, could y'all be done?
Score predictions. I say, since I ain't played football in like in a cool, good minute since probably like sixth grade. So I'll give it a 40-20.
40-20. Okay.
40-20.
All right.
Now, but I will say, bro, ain't no game as perfect as that Stony Brook game. That's, I'm gonna leave it there.
Man, for real, bro.
That game was legendary.
Too funny. So, you know what I'm saying? We came at the end of the show. Do y'all want to do it?
Give it to them.
91.1 WEDM. Gotta be older. 18.
You've been thinking about it the whole podcast.
Running back, runner back, JP. Come on.
91.1
WEDM. Battery not included.
Oh my God. Okay, I got it, but
y'all messing up. Oh, okay. All right. And you're on 91.1 WEDM. Must be 18 year older. So separately.
I don't know how to do it. You the last one. Hey, you better figure it out. Hey, bro, you got 7 minutes. I mean, you can always edit it out though.
Okay. 91.1 WEDM. Gotta be 18 years older. Better if you not included.
Hey, man. A really funny show, man. Really good talks. You know what I'm saying? Shout out Nezo for hopping on. Shout out my co-host. You know what I'm saying? JP, DJ Primetime.
Yes, sir.
And you know what I'm saying? We out, man. Bench Talk. Let's ride, shorty. One little Vic, one little Jaden.